Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are kicking off our 22nd year on the radio today, and we're doing it in style. In Bimini, I'm with Dennis, who is, he does a lot with our airplane show, Just Plane Radio. He flew his Mooney 201 over there with me inside it. We have flown over to Bimini to dive with the Hammerheads, finally. You've heard us talk about this for years on the show, and we are finally here with Neil Watson, Scuba Adventures in Bimini. And unfortunately, Neil Watson or Neil Watson Jr. are not here. But we got their crew, and they're a very accomplished crew. Caleb's here. Nikki, we're going to talk to the crew here at Bimini Scuba Center. Neil Watson's establishment here on the island, and we're going to dive with Hammerhead. You ready for this, Dennis?
I can't wait.
You have been wanting to do this for some time yourself.
Well, as a pilot, I've been wanting to fly to the islands. That's been my dream. And so 16 years of listening to Scuba Radio and hearing you brag up Bimini, well, I finally had to bring you with to do it. Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. We arrived in style because we came in a private plane. And I'll tell you, once you travel like that, you really don't want to go back. We zipped right through customs, got over here literally from Orlando to on the boat, maybe 2 hours. You know, literally. If we worked in a late lunch in between there as well. So, but it was so quick, it was so easy to get through everything. So that's definitely the way to go. Now, but I have been to Bimini many, many times. One of my favorite islands on the entire planet here in the Bahamas. And but I have never been able to do the Hammerheads until today. We have great conditions. I'm really looking forward to this. And obviously, we're not the only ones on the boat today. There's a few other people on the boat getting ready to do the Hammerhead thing. What's your name?
My name is Javier.
Javier, right? Did I get it right that time?
Yeah, right.
Close enough, right? You are from Spain, correct?
From Spain, yeah, from Malaga.
Okay, I'm not even going to attempt that one. But have you been here before?
Is this never. This is the first time.
First time for Hammerheads for you. So you're really looking forward to this, just like everybody else. We got some folks from Minnesota, Pennsylvania. We got Caleb, part of the crew, Nikki. And what's your name?
Roberta.
Roberta, right?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you work with Neil Jr.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
You'll be one of the sharp figures today.
You are one of the. Where are you from, Roberta?
Italy.
Louisiana?
Italy,
that's what I thought you said. Yes, exactly. So we got Italy, we got Spain represented. Of course, Dennis, he flew all the way down from Minnesota to pick me up in Orlando. And then we came out here to Bimini. I'm telling you, this is going to be quite the adventure. We're going to bring you along for this adventure for the first time for myself. I've never dealt with these Hammerheads. And Roberta, tell me, how big are these Hammerheads we're going to see? What do you think?
The biggest one that we have is around 15 feet.
15 feet.
Yeah, the name is Gaia.
Gaia is his name.
She's coming here for 7 years now.
Really? Okay, yeah. So in one full swoop, she could like inhale us, right?
You will see.
Yeah, we will see. She just laughs nervously and makes everybody just a little bit on edge. But you know, that's what happens when you dive with these big animals. It's a little adrenaline kick, I ain't gonna lie. But it is something truly magical. Now, I have been in the water with great Hammerheads before, but I've just never done this dive. I believe we're going to Tiger Beach, but I'm not positive. Do you even know where we're going exactly, Dennis?
I have no idea. This is my first time ever in Bimini, so all of this is brand new.
Yes, but I do know we're in shallow water, so I think we're only going to be in like 20 feet of water, but the conditions are pretty perfect today in Bimini, so we hit a great day. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's been on your list for some time. What are your expectations, you think? How close do you think we're going to get?
Well, I'm hoping we get at least as close as we would do with the nurse sharks during the creature features and stuff like that. But being a bigger shark with bitey parts, maybe a little farther away might be better.
Well, you know, the nurse sharks down in the Keys, maybe we're talking 5-footers, 6 if we're lucky. You just heard Roberta say it was a 15-foot female great hammerhead. That is a big fish. That is a huge animal that we're going to be diving around. Now, they've been doing this for years, and they found this spot where the hammerheads like to congregate and have been somewhat accustomed to, you know, the divers and how they interact with the dive operators in this area. And it's truly an amazing experience. You can just Google it, see all kinds of video. But, people come from far and wide to do this experience because it's one thing to see it, you know, in video format, you know, on YouTube and that kind of thing, and another thing to experience it firsthand. Now, our buddy here from Spain, you got a big photography setup. You looking to get that money shot today? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I have come to Miami by ferry this morning, and I back to Miami during this afternoon. This is amazing.
Oh, you're doing it in one day.
Yeah, in one day, yeah.
How about that? See, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about Bimini. You could fly in like Dennis and myself, or you could take the ferry. They got an early morning ferry, like you said, out of Miami, and it goes out first thing in the morning. You can spend, you know, 6-7 hours or more on the island and then catch the evening ferry back to Miami, and you don't even do an overnight if you don't want to. Now, I'll tell you, you're really cut, you know, you're kind of ruining the whole experience for you a little bit because you got to experience Bimini while you're here. You might as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. And Dennis and I hope to experience that as well. But throttling up, as you can hear, we are literally on the dive deck of the boat. So that's what all the racket is. So we're bringing you along. This is quite the experience, right?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a while. My kids are jealous. They had to leave, go back home to Minnesota and leave me behind with the airplane. So I'm making the best of the bad weather and hanging out with Greg, going looking at sharks.
There you go. It doesn't get much worse as far as the Greg part. But the fact that he gets to dive with hammerheads today, stay at the Big Game Club and, the stomping grounds of the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. He basically kind of started diving here on the island of Bimini. So not only is this the first time experience for you to dive with the hammerheads, this is the first time for you to even be in the Bahamas, right?
That is right. First time was when we touched down on the runway today.
I tell you, Dennis has no idea what he's in for. We got the Big Game Club. We got the End of the World Saloon. There's a couple other establishments we might have to walk into a little bit later on after the day of diving with the hammerheads is done. So it's going to be quite a Bahamian experience for you. But just looking around, I mean, this is pretty cool stuff, isn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here.
Now, it was very easy to fly in here. And, if you want to check out what the logistics and what you have to go through to actually fly a private plane into the islands of the Bahamas, let alone Bimini, make sure you check out Just Plane Radio this week or next week. We'll be talking about it, pretty much from that aspect. But right now, we're focused on the diving. We're divers, and we're doing one of those things on the bucket list. And it's been on your bucket list, you said, for many, many years, as well as mine. And, I'll tell you, I brought my GoPro. I have a GoPro set up with a backscatter red filter. We're only going to be in about 20 feet of water. I'm not sure we're even going to need the filter, you know?
Yeah, you're right at the borderline at 20 feet. They say 30 is really where you need to put it in, but I think I'll try it both ways and see how it works. I've got a Polar Pro flip, so I can take it in and out real easily and see if the color is better or not.
Yeah, I got the backscatter flip system with the filters. I got a GoPro 7 Black, the latest and greatest GoPro, and I'm going to shoot super high def. So we're going to get something, whether it's right there in their mouth and stuff, I don't know. You know, they've had incidents where the sharks accidentally got a little too close and grabbed the camera and swam off with it for a while. You've seen those videos, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen where they've taken the whole dive or two, but we don't want to do that.
No, you haven't seen that. They don't do that. They run a very controlled operation. They really do know how to interact with these animals in a way that's truly unique to the Bahamas and just actually unique to the world. I mean, the Bahamas is the shark dive diving capital of the world. You want to see big animals like sharks, you come to the Bahamas. But don't think that's all they got. They get, you know, that gets all the publicity, but they got here in Bimini alone, they got a stingray dive, like a Stingray City type of thing. They got a wild dolphin encounter. Have you ever done anything like that before?
Never. I've only seen wild dolphins come past our dive boats as we're heading in and out. I've never had a chance to interact with them. That's, again, a bucket list item. So,
yeah.
Got to keep adding more things to that bucket list so I have places to go.
Well, there you go. We hope to mark off not just the hammerheads, but a few of those adventures here in Bimini this weekend. And I got to tell you, you know, the wild dolphin experience, that is a very unique thing here to Bimini as well. They have a pod of wild spotted nose dolphins that are used to the divers. You can snorkel around with them, especially if you do it at sunset. It's absolutely magical. It's top notch here in the Bahamas, and we're taking you along for the ride. It's coming up next. Diving with the Hammerheads. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by.
Oh my God, we have so gotten down here in Bimini on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the dive deck. You hear the tanks clanging. I came up a little early. I got a little chilled on our hammerhead dive. And oh my gosh, I got more hammerhead video, those money shots. I got every shot I could imagine on this dive in about 45 minutes. We had about six, maybe even seven great hammerhead. Dive Masters counted eight. There you go. See, Dennis came up after the first set, and he said there were four. I said, four? Are you kidding me? I saw at least six or seven, and now they're saying eight. So, see, I was right from the beginning. But I didn't go down for a second tank because, frankly, it was about 75 degrees. That's what your computer said, right? 70?
Yeah, so 75 on the bottom at about 30 feet.
Yeah, that's not bad, you know, for April in the Bahamas, but...
It's not bad for Minnesota year-round. What do you
mean? But my 3-mil didn't zip all the way up the back there, so I had a little chill going on, and I decided, you know what? I got all the video I could ever want of Hammerhead swimming over Dennis's head with their mouth wide open and a piece of fish and potentially his head going in there, too. I don't need to go down again.
Yeah, I got to get a copy of that picture. That's going to look really good on my office wall.
I think it. I think it will. Now we just had an amazing dive, and I got to say, with all the hype you hear about the Hammerhead stuff, it lived up to the expectation for me, and obviously, I think Dennis would agree with me on this as well. You're from Pennsylvania, right?
Pennsylvania, yes.
You haven't dove in, like, what did you say, 4 years or
like
so?
Four or five years.
So this was
years.
Like a trial by fire with the Hammerhead. So how was it?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was great. It was better than I expected it to be. It was really awesome.
Now, I believe Roberta had to talk you into this dive. Is that right?
She did, yes.
Are you glad she convinced you to jump in?
I am absolutely glad she convinced me. It was amazing. It was a trip. It was a lifetime experience. It was really surreal.
And your dad, or your, not your dad, your husband is back on land. He's not a diver.
He's not.
So you're going to go back, and or was he thinking he'd just feed you to the sharks, or what happened here?
That may have been the goal, yeah.
Yeah. So when you come back with video, is he going to be jealous, or is he going to be going, oh, it didn't work? What do you think?
I think he's going to be jealous.
Okay, I think so too. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you had a great time. Nikki is one of the dive masters. She's helping everybody get back on the boat. Do we got them all?
We got them all.
We didn't leave someone over as a chum.
Thus far, but we still got a few more to bring in.
Oh, we still got more divers coming up. Okay, well, I'll let you get to it, Nikki. This never gets old for you, I bet, either, does it?
It doesn't. And we got a new shark today.
We did.
We did.
Roberta.
Eight?
A new one.
We got a new one. What happens when you get a new shark? Do you get to name it or what, Roberta? What happens when you find a new shark? Do you name the shark?
So, well, the second time that we went down,
yeah,
we dropped the bait box. It was getting crazy with the box, was trying to bite and bite.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad because usually it's really difficult to feed them at the first time.
Right.
But today he came and take two big heads of fish. So I'm really, really excited.
She is happy. She's one of the ones. She is a shark feeder, and she's a happy shark feeder today.
Yeah, we had two male.
All right, we had two male, yeah, and we had that big mama.
Yes.
Yeah, and what was the name of the mama?
Gaia.
Gaia. All right, yeah. So the new one, though, do you name the shark when you see it like that, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, usually, yes.
What do we, name
them? I named already two of them, so I guess this time is someone else can
someone
name
else.
It.
Okay, so do we have a new male or female?
Male.
Male. We had a new male shark, Dennis. What are we going to count it? Can we name it on the boat? Can we call it something?
Yeah.
Wait, what could we call it?
I don't know. Bruisers was taken for the... Goliath grouper. I don't know. We got to come up with something better.
You know what? How about Greg?
Greg? Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, see? Yeah, you know. See, I had to go there. Why not? Right, Dennis? Hey, Greg, better than Dennis, wouldn't it?
That's true. I wouldn't want the fish named after me.
Well, why not? I'd like that. How big was the male? How big was Greg?
Greg is really small. Actually, I guess he's really young.
Really young?
Yeah. And you can see that.
Well, I'm kind of immature, so.
And it was really light. This means
really light,
that,
light skin.
Yeah, this means that he used to live in deep water.
Right.
That's why it's so light. Now that he's deep. Coming on shallow water, it will get dark.
So. All right, deep light-skinned male. Sounds just like me. Who knows?
And don't forget about this.
Uh-oh, what'd you get? Oh, that's not your tooth, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, just checking. It's a small little shark tooth. But that's like a fresh one.
It's got blood on it.
I just found right now.
Wow, was that like embedded in your thigh or anything? Or
this should be, I guess, Dexter, the other male.
Okay.
Yeah.
You even know which shark it's from.
Yeah.
That is awesome. We found shark teeth, or they found us. And Roberta, that's not, she was the feeder. You've been doing this how long, Roberta, with Neil Jr. and everybody?
Second season.
Yeah, and obviously you love it. I can tell. You're bubbling over as much as the divers that watched you do all this stuff. And you're doing this like almost every day here in the Bahamas?
Yeah. Once a day, twice a day, but only between end of November.
Right.
Until beginning of May.
Beginning of May. Yeah. So, yeah, we're at the end of the hammerhead season, and we had eight today. Is that common, or are we generally less?
We've been really lucky.
Greg came out to meet Greg today, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's unusual that at the end of the season we have new sharks.
New sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where do they come? They just come in here to vacation for the summer?
Usually they come on winter to feed with the stingrays and eagle rays.
Got it.
This is what they think. We are not sure yet.
But we don't know where they go from here.
They go up north or south. There is not one.
North or south. Narrow it down about as good as we can. We just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But they're tagging them. They're doing a lot of stuff with the Shark Lab here in Bimini. They got a big facility there, and they try to track them a little bit, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw when we were underwater, most of them are tagged close to the dorsal fin.
Right.
It's acoustic tag. So when there is a station and they pass by this station, we can track them. So they study that they are going up north and south when they migrate.
Got
it. We don't know exactly where.
Well, there you go. Hey, who cares? As long as they show up here and you can get that video or picture like we did. Literally, we got this big mama shark. What is it, Gaia again? Gaia?
Yeah, Gaia.
Gaia swam over the top of Dennis's head. With her mouth wide open, taking a big piece of fish, and I could have swore, I was like, you know what? Only a few inches, she's going to get a mouthful of head, a Dennis head, and I don't think she would have liked that as much as the fish head, but I'll tell you what, it made for an amazing picture and video sequence, so we will try to get that up at scubaradio.com. Let's see who else had some fun today. Hey, did you have fun there?
Yeah, very good.
Up to the hype, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right,
we don't have these things in Spain.
You don't have these things. They don't have them. You got to come to the Bahamas like everyone else and dive with Neil Watson Scuba Adventures in Bimini. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are back in the studio, fresh from Bimini and diving with the hammerhead sharks. We got a full crew, Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Captain Dennis, who flew me over to Bimini, Vinny Two Tanks even, Buried a Bugger, and if that weren't enough, and of course it's not, we got the Dive God who made this all happen in the first place, connected via FaceTime today. Dive God, how are you, buddy? Neil?
I'm doing fantastic, pal. I'm thrilled you got over and finally over the tins.
I tell you what, everybody is part of the crew right now hates my guts. They all at once. Well, with the exception
not me,
of Dennis.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, Dennis is good.
I'm PO'd.
Yeah, well, as Jerry the Diver Guy should be.
Screw you, creepo.
That's how you know that you've done an amazing thing, when everybody hates you. You know, that's when you know you've reached the pinnacle.
Gosh, Greg, what amazing trips will you leave us behind on next week?
Oh, well, there's plenty. We'll go through that a little later on. By the way, just a little program note where our friends from Explore Ventures are going to join us an hour or two to talk about our next big adventure. And you can learn all about that from Rachel, who's going to join us for hour two of the big show today. But we are focused right now on the hammerheads. Now, the Dive God could not meet me over there, so it's just Dennis and myself, as you just heard, on the boat. And literally, we did this dive. And just for the record, you know, I kind of called it short there, Neil. I mean, because we got so much shark action in about 20, 30 minutes on this dive. I started getting a little chilled because, you know, the water temp was like, I don't know, 76, right, Dennis? Would you say it was about something like that? And that's a little below the 80-80-80 dive god rule. So, but after about 20, 30 minutes, I was like, you know what? I got more hammerhead shark footage than I could ever want or need.
And the resulting video, I think, proves it. It's up at scubaradio.com. So that's fairly typical, right, Neil, I guess?
You know, what's amazing, Greg, probably the first 20 years of diving in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, I might have seen six great hammerhead sharks.
You know what? And we saw eight. So we'll talk more about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Nothing you can say once the dive is done. Nothing you can do that's quite as fun. Nothing to compare, so you plan your next day just the same. It's easy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All you need is air.
You need air, yes, or nitrox.
All you need is air. All you need is air down there. Air is all you need.
Yeah, you know, we could go on for hours, but we only got a a certain amount of time, and you know what
time
it is.
Stop. Hammer time.
That's right. It is hammer time because that's what we just did in Bimini with Neil Watson, Scuba Bimini there. And Neil, the dive god, wasn't there. Junior wasn't there either, who runs the operation. Now, he was over in, what, Cat Key, diving with Oceanic White Tips. Is that right, Neil?
Cat Island.
Cat Island, okay.
Cat Key is about 10 miles south of Bimini. Cat Island is about 130 miles south of Nassau.
Oh, okay.
Two different places.
Well, but there you go. Now we know.
He's diving today with Oceanic White Tips with some charters for a couple of weeks. Then going to Andros and doing a charter with Silky Sharks. And then going to West End and doing some charters with Tiger Sharks. You're talking about hating somebody. I hate my kid.
Exactly. He's living the life. I mean, you know, where we were diving in Bimini is where they did Shark Week last year. You might have seen Shaq doing some of this stuff right off the coast of the Big Game Club. And, Dennis and myself are just hanging out there, just having a good time. We literally went in, went out. It was such a quick trip. You know, we really didn't get to take in the whole experience of going to the Bahamas. It was Dennis's first time to the Bahamas, let alone Bimini, and it'll just give us a reason to go back for sure. But as I was saying before the break, Neil, this was so remarkable to me because, you know, the water temp was a little bit on the chilly side for a warm water wuss like myself, and I realized that after we were in the water for about 30 minutes tops, I was like, gosh, I got more hammerhead video footage with my GoPro Black 7 than I could ever need or want, and I'm getting a little chilled. I might as well just call it a day and go home happy camper. So I went up and I was like, gosh, this was amazing. And I got it all done, and I edited together this little video. It's up at scubaradio.com. It only took 22 years to get to this point where we could have this experience. But I got to tell you, wow, better late than never kind of thing. Or, gosh, if you haven't done this, you got to mark it off the bucket list for sure. And I guess that's the universal reaction you get to everybody that goes and experiences this in Bimini. Is that right, Neil?
Absolutely. Like I'm saying, it's the fact that you can get, within inches of 14, 16-foot great hammerheads in 20 feet of water, white sand bottom, just incredible. In addition to that, we've got a tiger shark coming in on that dive. We got the Caribbean reef shark dives. We've got the bull shark dives. We've got the wild dolphin encounters. We've got the stingrays. I mean, I've been diving 60 years around the world. The only place I've found that equals bimini for big animals is Galapagos. And bimini is 48 miles away, and Galapagos is a little bit further away. And you talk about cold water, Galapagos is cold. But, bimini is an amazing destination. And of all my years in diving, that great hammerhead dive is top of the bucket list, hands down.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's one thing to see the video. And once again, I posted this video up yesterday on Facebook and on Scuba Radio's homepage and the whole thing. But, you know, it's not the same comparing that, watching those videos to actually experiencing it. Now, Dennis, you would back me up, because what the video doesn't really capture is the fact that, you know, that the ending clip there towards the end of the Scuba Radio hammerhead video, there is a 16-foot great hammerhead that literally swims right up over your head, and you have to duck just a little bit. I don't know if you had to, but...
I sure felt like I needed to tuck and roll, because yes. It was so close. I thought it was going to take my mask off.
Oh, my gosh.
When you look at the picture from the GoPro, that panoramic lens kind of cheats it. It makes it look like it wasn't quite as close. But, I got really close to Gaia there. That was
very, very close. That was a big animal, a 16-footer.
Well, and then I heard that you in the video afterward, you were laughing through your regulator. I could hear it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my. So it was definitely closer than I had imagined.
Yeah, I thought for sure I saw a little puff of brown smoke come out of his wetsuit. And we'll just leave it at that. But, Roberta.
It was worth it.
Roberta was feeding at that particular point. And after that happened, it was great, because she turns around and she sees what has happened to Dennis. And she just looks at him like, hey, you okay? I think she saw that puff of brown smoke, too. You hear what I'm saying, Dennis?
Well, you know, you got to bait the sharks in.
Okay.
Tsunami. That's right.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But what a great time. And, Neil, I can't thank you enough. I'm going to let you get back to, your Saturday afternoon. But thanks for setting that up and really kicking off year 22 of Scuba Radio in style, my friend. You delivered once again.
It's BiminiScubaCenter.com.
There you go. That's right. BiminiScubaCenter.com. You dive with Neil Watson Jr. or maybe even the big guy himself will meet you over there sometime. Neil, take care, buddy. Thanks.
You got it, pal. Have a good one. Congratulations on your 22nd year.
Well, yeah, couldn't have done it without your support. And there you go. The dive god. He is just an amazing guy for sure. And the fact that he even tolerates our nonsense is remarkable. But what an experience. You know, one of the things that you heard us talking about when we were on the dive boat was that guy from Spain. And it was, you know, everybody on the boat, it was all a new experience for everyone who dove with us as well. And the guy from Spain in particular was really interesting because, you know, Neil's talked about this before on the show, that they have this fast ferry that travels over from Miami, the port of Miami, that you can take the ferry over to Bimini for the day. Like, it leaves early in the morning, like, I don't know, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., something like that. Gets you over to Bimini, like, at 9 or 10. And then you have the day to play around in Bimini, and then you come back later in the day, like after 5, 6 o'clock at night. It comes back. And this guy from Spain that you heard on the show, he literally did that. He had traveled over from Miami that morning, and he was traveling back to Miami right after the shark dive. So he had a massive camera set up, and I can only imagine the pictures he got, because, I mean, what was the 16-footer shark name again, Dennis?
That was Gaia.
Gaia. Yeah, she was like right in his face constantly, and that, you know, he was using that camera as a shield. You know, I mean, it bumped, you know, Gaia and many of the sharks bumped into him many times. And I sat back and watched the whole thing from a little safer distance. I did, you know, a GoPro is a much different, shield than, say, using, you know, Dennis or a big camera setup, like, which is what I typically would do. So I filmed from a safe distance, but, you know, they swam right up over me too. And you'd see that on the video. And it was amazing. But yeah, there's now Hammerhead Shark Greg in Bimini. And so, CJ, what do you think? You want to go see Greg?
Absolutely.
I don't know if they tagged him or just took pictures of him or what. And I'm not even sure which Hammerhead Shark was Greg, Did you figure that out, Dennis, from looking at the video?
It was real obvious on the last part of the dive there.
It was the best-looking hammerhead, I think.
Yeah, he was very fair-skinned, very light-colored compared to the rest of them that were gray or dark, almost even a black in color.
Probably was born in Wyoming.
Maybe. That is it could have migrated from there.
Right.
Experience with Aquaman.
Why, you son of a...
No, Greg, I read somewhere where the hammerheads actually have melanin in their skin, and they get a tan if they swim in the shallows.
Okay. Well, you know what? Bubble Boy said it. It sounds like, he said it with enough conviction that there's probably a 50-50 chance.
Roberta mentioned something about that they thought that Greg had come up from deep water and it was new, and once he starts hanging out in the shallows here, his skin would darken up like the others.
Uh-huh.
So there might be something to that.
Well, there you go. Hey, look, Dennis even backed you up, Bubble Boy. How about that? That is impressive.
See?
That
give
fairy,
you a cookie.
That ferry you were talking about leaves Miami at 9 a.m., arrives at 11,
yeah,
and then it leaves at 6:30 and arrives back at Miami at 8:30. So you can do it as a one-day trip.
You can do that.
That almost works with your schedule, Greg. You don't have to get up that early.
Well, but you got to get all the way down to Miami. I'd rather have you pick me up in your airplane there, Dennis. That's the way
that was
travel
pretty awesome.
In style. And we're going to talk about that and then some next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, ReefSafe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock. Who cares? Don't die.
And we gotta go scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is, I'm basking in the afterglow of diving with the hammerhead sharks. And, yes, CJ.
Hey, Dive
what do you think?
Master.
Yes.
You want to know the scientific name of those hammers that you dove with?
Great hammerheads.
Sphyrna luini.
that no, you're looking at an Italian menu. That is not accurate.
Oh, is this Italian?
That's a type of linguine. And
I thought it said sphincter linguine.
I don't think that's
I didn't see how that related to the sea necessarily.
Yeah.
Unless you have the
scallops. Might relate to the shark swimming over your head.
Yeah. Possibly.
So sphincter linguine is what Italians call hammerheads?
I guess you're looking at one of the ReSmart guides, one of the cards. That must be accurate. I brought that back from BTS.
Sharpiest teethiest.
Peter and Ian gave me a set of those cards, and it says it on there. That's what the great
Sphincter linguine.
Sharpiest teethiest. That's from the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner.
Yeah, hilarious.
Amorous heticus.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it inspired a little creativity on the video that I posted up at scubaradio.com of all this footage that I got of the hammerheads diving with Dennis there in Bimini. And I did come up with this song. Did you guys like the song?
Yes.
You did? That's
that.
Big Fish. Yeah. See, I got to play it for everybody in case you didn't see the video.
Don't touch me. Fish.
Figure there's sharks swimming over your head.
Don't touch me.
Fish. No, you guys aren't singing it right.
My diving takes my C-card, and today I won't be bored. Huh? Thank you for watching me, and see if I keep my hands and feet so good. When I go down, a raider dive boy from the old town, it's a shark.
You dig?
I told you, dive boy, that's a big fish.
See? That's what you're thinking.
That's a big fish.
You're thinking that.
That's a big fish.
I told you.
That's a big fish.
All right, here's the breakdown. You guys ready?
Hammer time!
Get it? Hammer time. Get it? You guys get that part? CJ loves
we're
this.
Laughing.
Everybody can see this on Facebook Live and see the reaction from the crew, which is almost, basically.
The judges have spoken.
And I think we all have Russian judges from what I'm looking at. Jeez.
Rushing out of here.
You guys are mean.
I'm giving
so
you the
mean.
I'm giving you the fake bronze thumbs down.
Nah. Come on.
Valiant effort.
Well, it's
correct.
The thought
that is
great. Okay.
I mean, you had to do it. I mean, it was, begging to be done.
I wasn't really doing that to be good at it. I was just doing it to, showcase my rapping skills and lack thereof.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I think I achieved that
goal.
Yeah,
don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Well, like I have one. But anyway, there you go. Oh, don't do that. Bubble Boy.
Oh, now you're going to get sphincter linguine.
You know, they're gonna ban us from Facebook Live with that. That kind of activity.
Don't stop that. Leave the thumb alone.
Yeah, all the people that are
every orifice
watching us on Facebook Live today, I apologize.
It smells familiar.
Oh.
I'm going to throw up.
Anyway,
that poor
phone. Going back to diving in Bimini with Dennis, he flew his Mooney 201. This is a little four-seater plane. It was the first time to the Bahamas, first time flying his plane over water. And we got there in one piece, got back, no problem. We shortened our trip because of the weather, because we wanted to make sure he'd get back all the way to Minnesota. And that's where he resides today. And we got beautiful weather here in Orlando. It's even better in Bimini and in Minnesota. How many feet of snow do you have there, Dennis? What do you think?
We got about 8 to 10 inches of snow between Wednesday and last night.
Ah. Good Lord, you poor bastards.
Yes.
It's April.
Glad I'm not
you. On the upside, though, it certainly has kicked my wife's house shopping into gear. I've noticed her on the internet a couple times today looking at properties in Lakeland and Bartow and maybe even Melbourne. So
yeah, there's
hope.
What did she think of the video of that 16-foot hammerhead swimming, just inches away from your noggin?
Well, she thinks I'm quite insane because I showed her the raw footage on the computer and she's like, oh my God, you are just nuts.
She said, that's a big fish.
Hey, that's a big fish.
What really happened was why didn't you go back and become chum so I can really get my house shopping started?
Mm-hmm. All she was worried about was life insurance, but I'd seen her, before we took off. I hung out with Dennis and his entire family, and they didn't have any reservations whatsoever about him going and doing this.
Now they know the life insurance is paid up.
Right.
Go ahead, stupid. I mean, love you, honey.
Yeah, something like that. I think that's kind of how it went.
Actually, my daughter was probably more disappointed. She would have loved to have come with, you know, and you had the chance to dive with her on the boat. And you know how much of a dive animal she is.
She is. You know, she is 27
dives on a liveaboard, and she was like asking for more. So she would have loved to have dove with the hammerhead. So we'll have to do this again and bring the kids with.
Well, definitely. Well, if the kids come, I can't. That's the problem.
Perfect.
As far as Denison is his airplane.
Where's the downside?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I've marked it off. I've been there, done that. I gave Dennis the tour of the island of Bimini. We rented a golf cart and cruised around, went up to the north end. What are you laughing at, Barry? The bugger?
Oh, it's just funny because I've been there. I've been there one time, and it's just golf carts everywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great way to tour the island. Sun was going down, nice romantic time, and here I'm, you know. I'm
a bottle of Anejo in the backpack.
Right, and cruising around with a middle-aged man. Doesn't get much.
Did you have a crack conch?
Wait a minute. Actually, we didn't have any conch salad.
Speaking of speed, Ferris.
We did have conch fritters.
We did. We had conch fritters. That's right. That counts. All right. Anyway, we got more coming
up. I bet
y'all
had a radio going on, too, didn't you?
We didn't need a radio.
Can't you feel the love tonight?
Just stop it. Jeez. Spring water flowing there up in Virginia with Jerry the Diver Guy. Hour two on deck. Rachel from Explorer Ventures is going to join us and much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You're out the wheel here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.